Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to spend a little time talking about Governor's School. In particular, we're going to talk about the Social Science School. My very special guest on the program is Lauren Trader. She's one of our fine students who qualified for Governor's School. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
I appreciate you being on. She's not done this before, so if she smiles while she's talking, you all don't pay any attention to that. We talked about before we went on that sometimes we just ask people to tell us a little bit about themselves, and I know her just a little bit, and of course I know her parents, but she can tell us all just a little bit more about herself.
Hi, I'm Lauren Trader. I'm going to be a senior at Tuscola High School. And I've lived here all my life and with my parents and my sister. My sister graduated from Tuscola in 2012, and she's at NC State right now. And I used to be in the marching band at Tuscola. I'm not anymore, but this past year I stopped being in that. But I'm in lots of clubs at Tuscola, and yeah, it's a little bit about myself.
Okay. And she happens to be, one of our very good students. We'll talk a little bit about, that's probably the next thing we'll talk about, is going to Governor's School. But you don't go to Governor's School just because you want to. You have to qualify. So tell us a little bit about, how do you go to Governor's School, or at least the parts of it that you participated in, and how you know about that.
Well, initially, I knew about Governor's School because my sister went, but I was initially attracted to the idea of Governor's School just to go away for the summer and be around other people that wanted to learn about social science like me. And so I went to the interest meeting, and I think there were like 10 or 12 of us that were interested. And there are lots of areas you can apply in, but I was initially like really interested in social science. So I talked to my guidance counselor, and she looked at, they have like lots of test scores that they can look at. I know, like, for math or natural science, they look at, obviously, an algebra or a biology EOC. And so, for me, they looked at my civics and economics scores, and I qualified. And so, I had to get two recommendations. One, it had to be from the department I was applying in, so a history teacher. And I got Miss Smiley, who is a teacher at Tuscola.
Teacher of the Year, I believe.
Yeah, she is.
Yes.
She was my AP United States history teacher, and so I really looked up to her, and so I asked her to write me a recommendation. And my second recommendation was from the director of the camp I went to last summer called Summer Ventures in Science and Mathematics, and she wrote me a recommendation for this camp I was going to this summer.
And so we collect all of those applications in the central office from Pisgah and Tuscola and the early college and even Central Haywood if they had a student that would qualify. And we send them to the state, and then they pick. So it's pretty, there are lots and lots of applicants across the state and very few people accepted. So we thank you for doing that. Before we went on, we talked about three or four things that, really impressed you about Governor's School. And one of the things that you talked about was the fact that it was more like a college setting and there was a lot of independence and you were at Salem College. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, initially it was very scary, all the independence that you do have just from day one. You move into dorms and you see about 300 strangers. And as soon as your parents leave, you're told to go to dinner with these strangers and try to make friends. And so it was a lot to take in at first, but I soon grew to appreciate that independence, especially in class. In after class, they just told you, you have until this time to do whatever you want. And so, you could go out with friends or try to meet new friends or go to optional seminars. It was very open in what you could do, and you weren't really dictated in your life other than, like, mandatory like meals and things. And also, just the college aspect of everything. Just making plans with people or type of schedule you have, it's very open, and it's not as structured as some kids are used to in high school. So I think it's an eye-opening experience not to just have your parents there all the time, telling you when to eat, doing your laundry, that kind of thing. And yeah. So I think that got me ready for the college
life. A taste of independence.
Yeah.
That's right. And then one of the other things you talked about as we were preparing for the podcast was that it felt like because you picked social science and were selected for social science, that the conversation never really ended.
That's very true. Our director at Governor School even called the experience the great conversation, and I think that kind of really summarizes my experience there, because with social science, we had two very different classes. We had more of a political class, and we had like a current events and like issues kind of class. And both of the classes at first I thought were just going to be completely separated from my life, but it turned out like almost every conversation I would have with new people, something from social science would come up, whether it be in just casual conversation or in my other two classes, which were like philosophy and psychology, or like a place in society type class. So I really got that full perspective of like ideas, and the learning just really never stopped after I left class, because it's so present in everyday life.
That's right. That almost sounds like work for me and a lot of other people. It's 24/7, mm-hmm. even if you're on vacation, you're really talking about it, thinking about it. And then another thing that you told me that really impressed you or stayed with you was that the style of the, it's not really instruction, but the style of how you learned was very, very different than traditional instruction. It was more seminar-based. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, most of the learning was very voluntary. Like, even in the different classes in the curriculum, they would often give us readings, and they would just expect us to read them. They never really had to tell us like when to read them or what to do. Everybody just did it, and we wanted to learn and read and engage in class discussion. And even in like our social science classes, we took Winston-Salem like bus tours to show the economic inequality of Winston-Salem. So we took two very different routes, and you could see that difference in the city. And nobody ever complained or wanted to go like back to campus. Like, everybody wanted to learn and was eager to see that side of class. So I really enjoyed how everybody wanted to learn and wanted to be engaged, and rather than just having that lecture style where you aren't really participating in class as much.
Sounds like they made it pretty real, mm-hmm. not only in the discussions, but actually showing you some things and mm-hmm. letting you see some things. The last thing that we decided that you might talk about were, there were some sessions that were called mandatory sessions, mm-hmm. and those seemed to make an impression on you. So you want to tell us a little bit about those?
Well, from the first week, we got a calendar, and every mandatory session, it would be like in bold with like a big asterisk next to it. So like we always thought they were really important. And the very first one we went to was about healthcare, and like the problems in the healthcare system, and a Yale med school graduate came to talk to us about it. And from the very first time I heard one of these mandatory speakers, I was just engaged completely. They always had different things to add to the Governor School experience. We usually talked about their sessions days after they would present. Usually we had about one or two a week, and sometimes they wouldn't be speakers. Sometimes we would watch documentaries. And one of the documentaries we watched that really stuck with me was The Trial of Daryl Hunt. And it was about a man who was wrongly convicted of a murder in Winston-Salem in the 1980s. And his lawyer and his publicist actually came to talk to us after the documentary. And we could ask questions and just really get the full story of this speaker's life. And another speaker that really spoke to me, we would try to have different ones of different areas, not just like social science-based things. And a man came to talk to us about space travel, which was very interesting. So they really tried to vary the topics and really keep us engaged in those speakers.
Okay. Well, Lauren, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You did a great job. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening. We may come on with some other Governor School's students in the coming weeks. But as always, I want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.